The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To Carson and Kennedy. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We want to know what you're getting into this weekend. You can call 617-931-1234. Again, call or text that number, 617-931-1234. Kennedy, how about you?
Well, Mr. X got here late last night, like the wee hours. And then I'm trying not to do like anything until the concert tomorrow because I'm just tired. So we're going to rehearse today. And then my great hope is to do nothing. I've got 99 on the brain, so maybe we'll go eat there. and then we have the concert on Saturday. And mm-hmm. then Sunday will be my day of rest.
Mm-hmm. Megan is from Quincy. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
And you're going to do some ice skating this weekend?
Yeah, so it'll be my first time at Frog Pond at the Boston Common. We're going to go check it out, me and my husband, Marlon.
Oh, me and Annie Dow did that a couple years
really
ago. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not that expensive either. I thought it'd be more expensive, but it's actually a pretty reasonable price
it's
to go ice skating
vibe.
In Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Can you ice skate?
I haven't in a long time, so
irrelevant.
This could be interesting.
Wear knee pads.
Yeah. I might fall on my butt.
Yeah.
I was looking, I looked up the Frog Pond just to see, you know, hours of operation and all that kind of,
yeah.
You know, they have rentals and all that sort of stuff. And one thing they do not appreciate there, Kennedy, is coaching. Coaching is not allowed during Frog Pond public.
Yeah, I saw that too.
What?
Yeah. It says
what does
they,
that mean?
They don't want you out there with a coach teaching you how to figure skate or ice skate or whatever.
Oh.
So no coaching allowed.
I see.
Just go out there, have a good time.
Well, yeah, don't do triple axles with other people who are skating.
Well, here's a little pro tip. You can take all the money that you saved and go across the street to the Ritz. They have the most beautiful fireplace in the middle of their like lobby area.
Mm.
And you can warm up there, have a lovely little hot toddy or something with all the money you saved. But
sounds
it is a vibe
good.
In there. I really, you know what I mean?
All right. Well, have fun and don't break
a leg. Thank you. Have a good weekend, guys.
Bye.
All right. Thank you, Megan. Leslie is from East Kingston and is doing a pop-up in downtown Newburyport. What are you going to be doing there?
Yep. So tonight is invitation night in Newburyport where all the stops shops stay up late and offer, you know, a fun beverage, some discounts. So I'll be setting up a table at Alter, which is a hair studio on Pleasant Street, and I'll be doing tarot readings.
How cool. I was just up there a few weeks ago. So beautiful. I'd never been there.
Or down
there. I've never
town.
Been there. I'd never,
never been
there
been
before.
To Newburyport?
Huh.
Mm-hmm. A lot of good food
yeah,
up there.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good food.
Yeah. Well, have fun. I hope you get lots of business. And
what's,
have good vibes to give to the other people.
You said Ultra was the name of the salon?
Yes, and it's on Pleasant Street.
All right. Have fun. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Here's you getting some good cards.
And get some good vibes, yep.
Yeah. Our good friend Corey from Medford, who we saw last night, brought us some toys again. Dressed in full Star Trek regalia, by the way.
Yes.
Amazing.
When I saw them, I was like, Captain? And they were like, no, it's actually Admiral. And I was like, oh, my bad.
Put respect on the man's
I was
neck.
Like, my bad.
You're going to demote him right there?
How dare you?
Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, guys.
So you're actually
awesome
not...
awesome going out and seeing you last night.
It was great to see you, too. And unfortunately, you're not going to be at the concert on Saturday night. You're hosting a big party.
Yeah, it's our annual holiday party, so we'll have a bunch of friends, a bunch of food, a bunch of booze. And then, of course, the next day we have a bunch of stragglers that are hungover for breakfast.
You are the best.
It's a bummer you're going to miss the concert, but you got a concert last night that was even better for me and Carson,
factual.
So it's fine.
Oh, it was amazing. No, well, it was something. Okay, it was something else.
I enjoyed myself thoroughly.
At one point while we were singing, I looked over and Kennedy was literally on the floor of the mall.
Lying on the ground.
She was laughing so
That's
hard.
That's how awesome it was.
Yes, it was a moment. I don't know, she was laughing, Dan. She was enjoying the performance.
I was wrapped in the moment and it took me away and made me laugh so hard I fell.
Yes.
It just knocked us all off our feet.
Yep.
All right, have a great weekend, Corey. Thank you so much. And again, thanks for coming out last night. To everybody that came out last night and brought us toys. It just, I can't say it enough. I was going through the pictures last night. All the pictures were up on the Carson Kennedy Facebook page. And we're just so grateful that you would take your time out on a Thursday night to fight that traffic.
Yep.
Freezing, bitter cold.
Yep.
And to bring us toys like you did.
And maybe for the second or third time.
Yes.
Like, we love you guys so much.
Ashley is from Wyndham, and apparently we've caused a rift in the space-time continuum with her family, Kennedy.
What happened?
So Ashley won tickets to Deck the Hall Ball, right, from us?
I did, yeah. I called on Wednesday and won Dan's front row tickets.
Okay, well, that's awesome. Why is that a problem? People fighting over who you're taking?
No, actually... Oddly enough, I'm having a hard time finding people who don't already have plans because my husband won't come with me because it is the night of his family's Hanukkah party. And he is very upset with me that I would have even called to try to win the tickets knowing that it was on the same night as the holiday party. So he is not super pleased with me right now, and I'm typically the type of person that, like, I'm a people pleaser. I just want to make everyone else happy. Yeah, not this time. I am going to the show. I am sitting in the front row, and I cannot wait to see Teddy Swims.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Good for you.
Hanukkah will be next year.
Yeah. It happens every year. This only happens once.
Agreed.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say. Mazel tov? That literally means good luck.
Yeah, sorry your
L'chaim.
Sorry your family's mad at you.
Oh my gosh.
But I can't wait to see you in the front row.
I mean, it's my husband's family, not my family, so yeah. I'm not as upset about it. So.
Let me ask you this, how long have you been married?
This year will be 10 years, but we've been together for 15, so we've been together
if
a lot.
If this had been like the first or second year, you probably wouldn't have done it, but at this point, you do you, sis. Sometimes you got to do your
own
thing.
I'm calling my mother-in-law today to apologize, and I have a feeling she's going to say, have a great time at the show. We'll miss you, but enjoy it.
They're going to smack talk you so hard Saturday night.
Oh, I can't wait.
Because they're jelly.
Well,
peanut butter and
jealous.
Have a great time at the show. Wave at us when you're down there on the front row.
I absolutely will.
And then call us on Monday and let us know what happened with the family.
Yeah, we love you.
Yeah,
we'll see you Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
We'll be your in-laws.
All right, bye. Causing drama, Kennedy. We're just trying to do nice things for people by giving them front row tickets, and we've caused strife in the family.
Look, sometimes it's okay to say no to family. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need to, and that's okay.
617-931-1234. Again, you can call or text that number. Tell us what you're getting into over the weekend. 617-931-1234.